Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
We have, as always, exciting shows to present with you with exciting case histories. Just to recap, last week we had with us Mrs. Cole from San Diego, a housewife who suffered from heart murmurs, laryngitis on and off for many, many years. With her heart murmur, she had chest pain and couldn't breathe deeply. And usually after one treatment, her symptoms would all be alleviated. She also had a history of high blood pressure, which was also treated with our treatment. And recently she came back for palpitations and heart arrhythmia, and she had to lie on one side because every time she lay on her left side, she would get palpitations. She came for a treatment last week one time, and the palpitations were completely gone. She slept very well. We also treated her for her cataracts.
She can sleep on any
and, and on any side. Yeah. We also treated her for her cataracts, which she had a dimming of the vision, and she said everything looked gray, and the color in her sight was not as colorful. And after the treatment, she also could see everything was brighter. She just kept saying everything was bright.
A little more on the details. She had cataract surgery a year ago, and afterwards, the color and the brightness diminish. But after our treatment, everything becomes so bright and colorful.
Right.
And also, her peripheral vision, she also had a little glaucoma, was decreased.
Oh, that's right.
And after our treatment, it expanded. And that's only after one treatment.
Yes.
And her high blood pressure has been cured for at least a couple of years because we haven't seen
three or four years.
Okay.
Yes.
And because of recent stress, okay, socially, and some of the symptoms come back. Mm-hmm. So this is what our proof is, that all this chronic disorder can be cured if you are able to maintain
the healthy lifestyle,
to maintain the balance that we restore, the health that we restore.
But like automobiles, which need tune-ups,
yes.
Our bodies also need tune-ups.
Exactly. But that's 3 to 4 years she hasn't had a tune-up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she hasn't been here in a couple of years, which is still,
yeah, a couple
you know.
Of years. Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664 if you have any questions. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Dr. Tong, I think you also treated Mrs. Cole's first daughter,
yes.
Her eldest daughter, who suffered from anemia and colitis,
yes.
As well as back pain.
Yes.
And after actually one treatment, her back pain was completely alleviated.
Yes.
And her colitis also was cured with your treatment. It came back from stress.
Yes.
But it's been about a couple years as well since you've seen her.
She needs to come back. Yes.
Right. The other case we had, an amazing case, was Gino, a 24-year-old male who is from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And in May of this year, actually, he tried to commit suicide by stabbing himself in the head.
He had tried many times before,
right.
But this time a lot more determined because
right.
he stabbed, the knife went through the skull
into
the brain.
He had to go and get surgery done.
Neurosurgery, yes.
So he moved out to California, I would think, a couple months ago and was brought in to see us, you, Dr.
Yes.
Tong.
Yeah.
And he's had three treatments now, I believe.
Right.
And has completely changed.
Yes.
He's not
feel like goosebumps. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's not 100% recovered yet, but he's a completely different person as far as being more present and aware. He talks to people actually now and listens instead of just, he always says he's far away.
Well, this young man had never been happy in his life.
Right. He's been
at 4 years old, he was put in a foster home. So from then on, he had never felt love.
Mm-hmm.
And happiness.
And
many attempt to commit suicide. When we first talked to him, he wouldn't talk. He just stared at the floor.
He had very flat affect.
Exactly.
Right.
And Luana, my nurse that took the history, his girlfriend had to keep telling him answer her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I talked to him, at first he would not look at me. But after I start explaining how I would put his soul, my treatment, how I put his soul back into the body, he will feel like himself. And I put the heart chi, the energy of the heart, the living heart, which deal with love and joy.
Right.
And put in the body, he will feel love, he'll be able to laugh and joyful, and he cannot be depressed and feel joyful at the same time. He start feeling the hope and he starts seeing me and nodding and even talk a little bit.
Right.
Even before the treatment.
And I actually noticed after the treatment, he actually talks more. He seems more normal. Like
he asked to hug me because he didn't feel depressed right after the treatment. He lasted, 4 days or something like that?
After the second treatment, yes.
After the second treatment, first day, maybe a couple of days.
Right, right.
Yeah, second treatment lasts longer.
Longer, and now he's
very athletic.
Right.
Aesthetic, yes.
Yeah, he was very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Again, our number is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, again, our number is 714-556-8664. Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have our first guest with us today, Della. Welcome, Della.
Hi, Della.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
Well, I'm from Huntington Beach, and I'm an electrologist.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And kind of give us a history. What were you suffering from before you came to see Dr. Tong, and for how long?
Well, I've had a problem for some time with my neck, and so that's really been an issue. But then the last few months, I've had a problem with my hip, my left hip.
Okay.
A lot of pain, and I had it x-rayed, and they said it was bursitis.
Okay.
And then my knee also was on the same left side.
Okay.
So it was kind of seemed to be related, you know, all on that one left side.
How long have you had the neck problem?
Oh, the neck problem was an old injury from many years ago, and I've had it off and on. It, you know, I won't have any problem for a year or so, and then if I do something that I shouldn't do, then it'll kick up on me.
And did you go see any doctors for that or take medication, or what would you do for the neck pain?
Yes, I did. I tried everything, you know, as far as traditional and some alternative also.
Okay.
But
and what did they do for you?
Well, of course, a lot of medication. And they took an MRI and said that basically, there wasn't anything that I could do other than, you know, medication. I had some physical therapy, and then I went to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, the chiropractor was helping, but I just noticed that my neck wouldn't stay in place.
Okay.
And so I had that continual pain.
of the reason why your neck will not stay in place. The cause of neck pain has to do with circulation. And circulation is controlled by this energy I told you from your spirit, the Chinese called qi.
Yes.
We all make up of qi. We are qi itself.
Right.
Okay?
We are energy.
Energy, okay? Mm-hmm. And
right.
All this meridian that flow in the body are antenna that receive the different kind of qi, the different kind of feeling, the different kind of energy that provide us to for living functions.
Function, right.
And because these are emotional flows, stress and a lousy diet and all the drugs that they use to treat you actually are the causes of
right.
blocking in this antenna.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't take any drugs, it's better. The drugs can help in temporarily.
Well, it'll help with your symptoms temporarily.
Yeah, symptoms.
As soon as they wear off, the pain comes back.
And it's never good for your health.
Right.
It's always detrimental for your health. So your problem become deeper and deeper because your qi become less and less.
Mm-hmm.
Qi is like the water pressure in a sprinkler system.
Right.
And blood flow is like the water.
Mm-hmm.
So when the qi become low, you block very easily. And then your pain will come back and more frequently and more intense.
Right.
As you know, more medication you take, it drains the liver qi, drains the kidney qi.
Right. The problem is no one knows what to do.
Exactly.
And people don't want to be in pain, so they take the medication just for some temporary relief
right.
at
That's
least
right.
to take the edge off.
So whatever they say that then nothing can be done is totally wrong. And the reason why it didn't stay in place is because one side is tighter. Okay,
right.
the blocking side, make it tighter, and then you pull your spine out of place. So
mm-hmm.
chiropractic adjustment is better, but it doesn't stay because you know the bottom line is the blocking of the meridian, the
mm-hmm.
antenna that your body receives your soul.
So Della, so you got treatments from Dr. Tong for your neck pain. How soon after the treatments did you find relief? Or did you find relief?
Yeah, I did. I find it was much better, and the neck is better, and then the hip, that was extremely painful where I couldn't put any weight on
mm-hmm.
the left hip when I walked at all.
Oh, okay.
So after the first treatment, do you notice any difference?
I think it was after the second.
Okay.
Oh, you went back to Chicago after the second treatment?
Well, yeah, I had two treatments, and then I left, you know,
yes.
I was gone
yes.
for
uh-huh.
a month. And then when I came back, I started again, and I had, after the second treatment, when I came back, it's much better where I can actually walk.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you had two treatments before you left for a month, and then you came back and had another two treatments?
Mm-hmm.
And this is for your hip pain only, or is for all your neck?
No, for everything. But
oh, for
the hip was, as I said, I couldn't walk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So.
And did you have to take any medication at all?
Well, once in a while I take a Tylenol, but that's the thing I don't want to take
mm-hmm.
medication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and I've been doing different herbs and your clinic, herbs
uh-huh.
and vitamins.
Yes.
The
like
whole
B
food
vitamins.
The whole
yeah.
food supplements. And how's your knee pain?
It's some better. As I say, it's kind of all connected.
Right.
So it is better.
Yeah. But you only have, four treatments or three treatments? How many treatments do you have?
Four.
Four treatments, okay? And you have this neck pain for a long time and the hip pain is very severe,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's a matter of time that we clear all the circulation jam that you got circulation flowing all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another comment on the MRI diagnosis of bursitis,
mm-hmm.
okay? It is a symptomatic diagnosis. You call it joint pain, they call it bursitis. They call it arthritis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, the bursitis does not cause your joint pain. The bursitis is the pain.
Right.
Okay. It's just a medical term, the medical language.
Mm-hmm.
It does not tell you anything more than the cause. The cause has to do with circulation.
Right.
Circulation brings in the life, brings in the qi,
mm-hmm.
brings in your soul. When the soul is not there, it does not drive the circulation. The red cells and white cells are like the Mercedes, like the vehicles in the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
In the freeway, the living police, living driver are spirits that govern the direction of the vehicle and take the spirit to the area where they restore order. Like the police, living police will restore peace from a riot. Okay,
right.
A white cell in your body will be directed by the soul. The white cell go to the inflammatory area and infection area and clear the infection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a qi that always restore order, restore health. And the correct treatment is restoring order, restoring health, not covering symptom endlessly.
Right.
So you can walk now. You couldn't put any weight on it before?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And
see? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she actually, you left for a month after your second treatment, and when you came back, you still had the pain, or was it the same pain, or was it better?
Well, I think some better, but I still had the pain.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then after I had two treatments, it's just so much better.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So eventually your problem will be cured if you just follow our recommended diet and lifestyle, and you will be able to maintain the circulation open and prevent blockage in the future.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing all the juicing.
Oh, good. Very
you know,
good.
You know, all the precious.
That is to reduce some of the acid that mm-hmm. are produced by your diet and also produced by stress.
Okay. Now, are you blending or juicing? Because blending...
Well, I'm blending. I prefer right. juicing, but Dr. Tong wanted
blending is better.
Blending is better. Yes. Mm-hmm. And for the people who had a stomach problem, you need to warm up the blend...
The fruit and vegetables
afterwards, so it won't be
right.
so cold.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, she listens to you, Dr. Tong, a
good.
Very good patient.
That's why she had good results. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, Della, thank you so much for joining us today.
Surely, thank you.
Okay, well, good luck with your
Thanks
pain.
Thanks very much, okay?
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. We had with us Della on the line from Huntington Beach, who suffered from neck problems for many, many years on and off from an old injury. And recently she just had... experienced some severe left hip pain to the point where she could not put any weight on it, as well as left knee pain. She had an x-ray which showed bursitis. She tried everything from traditional to alternative medicine. She was on medication, tried physical therapy, chiropractics. After a total of four treatments with Dr. Tong, her hip pain, her neck pain, her knee pain has improved dramatically. Actually, she can walk now. She still has a little pain, but pretty much so much better than she was before.
Yes, she had a month or more
where
between
she,
the second
and third treatment.
Yeah,
right. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Before we get to our next guest, I just want to make a comment about the medication that she was taking. Now, with our treatment, we inject a mild anesthetic in, and it doesn't last, you know, it only lasts a couple hours, but the pain is still relieved. So you know that the relief from the pain is not from the medication.
Yes.
It's from the circulation and the qi going back into the body.
Exactly.
Whereas with the medication you're taking, Tylenol or Motrin, Advil, whatnot, the pain relief is from the medication, because once the medication wears off, the pain comes back.
Yes.
So that's the difference.
What I always do is that after the treatment, the pain get relief, I start scratching the area, and they feel more normal. They feel everything. No, there's no numbness.
Right.
So we are not numbing the pain.
Right.
The pain relief is from restoration of circulation.
Right. And the relief of the muscle spasm.
Exactly.
But it's not from the medication.
Yes.
And that's just a clarification we like to make.
And then another thing is that relieving the pain is not just a relieving pain. That's dumping some emotional garbage.
Right.
Depends on which meridian, the gallbladder and liver meridian, we're getting rid of a lot of anger and frustration.
Stress.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly.
The stomach and spleen, we're getting rid of a lot of worry.
Right.
That the thing that you hold inside.
Right.
And in the chest area, are grudges that we hold.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we relieve it, okay, you're more likely to forgive.
Right.
And go on with life.
And let go.
Let go.
Right.
Much like Gino. We're going to get Gino back and
next week.
Yeah, next week, because we didn't have time to know if he's doing well. Okay.
Right. And that's another thing that we want to emphasize, is that a lot of the times the physical symptoms that manifest in our bodies is a result of emotional trauma, emotional stress, and or how
there
we deal with life.
There is no separation between the physical and emotional and spiritual.
It's
all one.
Connected.
All
exactly.
connected. Energy in different vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Any vibration below the speed of light is in a physical plane. Mm-hmm. Above the speed of light to infinity, okay, that's in the mental and spiritual realm. And that's what my new book is going to write about, the law, okay, how the spiritual realm govern orders in this physical realm.
Right. Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664 if you have any questions. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, drtong.com, for more information. All right, should we get to our next guest? Okay, we have our next guest with us, Ty. Welcome, Ty.
Yeah.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm very well today.
Okay. Can you tell us what happened to you before you came to see Dr. Tong?
I have a migraine headache about 52 years ago.
Okay.
I have a high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a little bit cholesterol on it high.
Cholesterol's high? Okay.
Now I have a backache.
Back pain?
And knee pain.
Okay.
2 months before I see about four doctors at that not help me.
Okay, four and doctors.
And didn't help you.
And now I talked to Dr. Tong.
Uh-huh. Yes.
One time it's about 50% it's gone.
Okay, the first treatment.
And, the first time.
First time,
and
yeah.
The second time, right now I have about 70% it's gone.
Wow.
My I hope it's one more time and I better than that.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, doctor.
Wait,
we still have
questions for you, Ty.
Yeah. Hmm.
So you have back pain, knee pain, and did you take medication? Did you take medicine for it?
Before that, I take a lot, but not help.
Does not help. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about your migraine headache? You still have migraine headache?
My headache, I have one and maybe 2 months because it's a... Sometimes the weather change,
mm-hmm.
and the headache come.
Okay.
But right now it's no.
Okay, so mm-hmm. with the weather change, okay.
Uh-huh.
Next time, in your next treatment, you remind us to treat your migraine also so that they won't come back, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you only have two treatments so far with Dr. Tong, right? Only two treatments?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Only two times.
Only two times.
Now, the back pain, knee pain, so can you, is it hard for you to walk and get up?
Yeah, it's before.
Before.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks
and
ago.
And cannot walk about half hour, and then can some drop in the my floor, and I cannot bring it.
Pick it up.
But now it, I have it. I can bring it.
Pick it up, okay.
Yeah.
She was saying that if she dropped something on the floor, she couldn't pick it up before.
Right, yeah. From the back.
Now you can pick it up, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Correct.
So you can bend down and pick up the thing from the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, we take things for granted, you know, when we start having pain.
Yeah.
Now, we have patients that have so much pain that they crawl to the bathrooms, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you also have high blood pressure. Do you take medication for that?
Yeah, I have a lot of medicine. Because high blood pressure and my rent headache and my stomach ache and every day headache three times a day.
Okay. So we need to treat that then. We can treat the headaches.
Ty, I told you to drop all this medication. Are you still taking the medication?
Yeah, I take a lot of medication and my stomach ache. Something wrong.
No, let me ask you, are you still taking the medication? Because on the first treatment, I told you to drop them. You don't need the blood pressure medication. You don't need the cholesterol medication.
I know, but right now I'm worried about, and I cannot I cannot stop right now.
Okay.
Because I worry about.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
So it, maybe it, when I finish Dr. Tong and I can rub a little bit.
Okay,
yes.
I think like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, Ty, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're welcome.
I see you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Monday.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Great.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. We just had with us Ty on the line. Actually, how young was she? How old was she?
I think she's over 70.
Yeah, she's like in her 70s. Oh,
yeah.
Such a sweet lady.
Yes.
Suffered from back pain and knee pain, severe back pain, knee pain for the past 2 or 3 weeks,
yes,
to the point where if she dropped something, she couldn't pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only had 2 treatments with Dr. Tong. After the first treatment, she said that she had a 50% relief of pain. After the second treatment, 70% relief. So she only has very little pain left,
mm-hmm,
not taking any medication for her pain anymore.
She can walk so much better.
She can walk better,
time,
right. Also suffering from migraine headaches, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, high cholesterol, taking medication for that. Now, Dr. Tong, you did tell her after the first treatment that she could stop her medication.
Yes.
Now, that's only if she continues getting treatment with you, because
continue.
If she doesn't, she should not stop her high blood pressure medication.
Well, let me clarify a little bit,
right.
Okay? Most people take afraid that high blood pressure can cause your vessel to burst and you get a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the chance of getting a stroke from rupture blood vessel is only about 13%.
Right.
The rest of them is caused by blood clot.
Right.
Okay. Blood clot easier if your blood body fluid is acidic.
Right.
And that's most people are really acidic, and
right,
that's why there's so much stroke.
Because,
okay.
Yeah, the acidity causes the blood to become thick.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, thick. Okay. And then acidity makes blood clot easier. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like your skin. You know, your colon lining, all the outside places are all acidic. So that when you get your cut, you don't bleed to death.
Right.
But within the blood, you don't want any clots.
You want it to be alkaline.
Alkaline, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't clot, okay? That is exactly why we recommend most people do blending of fruits and vegetables. Those are alkalinizing. And so you will decrease your chance of blood clots and stroke, okay?
Right.
And secondly, high blood pressure is also caused by too much acidity. Acid causes the body to manufacture from acidic acid into cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
The cholesterol buildup will make your blood vessel narrower, okay, and the blood thicker. With narrower pipes and thicker blood, you get high blood pressure. And that's the cause. Taking medication make you more acidic.
Right.
Okay.
So it's a vicious
cycle. And most
cycle.
Most doctors scare the patient to death, so they are afraid to drop the medication.
Right.
And there's the stroke causing stroke. You know, high blood pressure is not that high. 160, 170, and I'd rather patient not take them.
But
and
they need to have get treatments from you to lower and take herbs.
That's right. You
right.
Yeah, take herbs and alkalize yourself. So you don't take those treatments, then you are forced to take the medication,
right,
which will deepen your problem.
And the other thing that we advise our patients to do is drink alkaline water. And we have water that we provide for them that they can purchase to drink or, you know,
get a filter.
A filtered machine so that their pH will be more alkaline.
Exactly, yeah.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.